الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا قال الله تعالى في مقام آخر تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders and my young friends, we are now approaching halfway of Ramadan. And we, mashallah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quite a lot, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala accept, alhamdulillah. But what we also need to know is what are the signs of a qubuliyat and acceptance that our Ramadan has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ramadan ki mashallah ibadat bahut karte hain, Allah qabool farmaye aur mazid ibadat karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye, lekin saath saath mein hamesha ye bhi dua karni chahiye Allah taala hamare tamam roze ibadaton ko qabool farma le, عبادت تو کر رہے لیکن قبول نہ ہو تو کیا فائدہ؟ اللہ چاہے قبول کر لے چاہے قبول نہ کر لے. It's up to Allah if he wants to accept. If he doesn't, he can reject. If he rejects, then it is our fault. It's not Allah's fault. And if Allah accepts, it's Allah's mercy and rahmat, and Allah's doing us a favor. If the whole, all the billions and billions of Muslims in the world, they worship Allah 100%, even then he doesn't make one iota, 1% difference to the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't. And if billions and billions of Muslims in the world don't worship Allah, disobedient to Allah, neglect Allah, even then it doesn't decrease the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki barai mein koi kami nahi. Agar tamam insaan, jitne bhi musalman hain, sab ibadat karna chhod de, Allah ki nafarmani par aa jaye, isse phir bhi Allah ki barai par ek aanch bhi nahi lagti. Allahu Akbar. So make dua for acceptance. That's why when all the anbiya, when they did ibadat of Allah, when they worshipped Allah, immediately after worshipping Allah, they used to always make this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept it from us. Oh Allah, accept it from us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam built the Kaabatullah. After a great achievement of building the Kaabatullah, didn't have a big party, big award ceremony. Today we need those to encourage others. But immediately after doing this great feat of building the house of Allah, what is immediately? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Oh our Lord, accept this from us. You are all hearing, you are all knowing. Allah, Allahu Akbar. After every fast, at the time of iftar, make this dua among all the many other duas. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, accept it from us. We get the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud in the night. That's actually my topic today. When we just wake up, just to wake up at that time, oh Allah, it is your tawfiq. I'm able to wake up at 3 in the morning to worship you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who cannot even get up. There are many people who want to get up but they cannot get up. There are many people who do not even understand the importance of tahajjud. There are many people who don't even know what is Salah, despite being Muslims. Yet Allah, for me to stand up in front of Allah, is the greatest ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala is granting me and you. Greatest ni'mat. We will not realize this, but at the time of death, we realize that is the time flashback. Flashback. And certain people at the time of death, may Allah Ta'ala accept the iman, even at the time of death, may they don't outwardly show, but in their heart they must have so much love for Allah. I just heard last week an elderly woman passed away, and before she's about to pass away, she's in the hospital and they're putting oxygen on her. And you know what she's saying? Amazing, amazing. She goes, take the oxygen away. I need to recite the kalima first, I'm going to die. And I'm going to recite the kalima. Let me recite the kalima. She says, at that moment, she has so much fikr for the akhirah. She goes, let me recite the kalima. What is the status of her iman? Inki iman ka kya kehna hai? Yani, Allahu Akbar. At that time, people in another world. Allah knows. I want to recite the kalima. Let me recite the kalima. How much love that woman must have Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her level of iman for the akhirah must be on such a level. Allah. And if you were to just look at her, I've seen her as well. Seedi Sadi, simple woman. You don't even think by. She loved to feed people. She loved to feed people. That's what I remember. She loved to feed people. She cooked for her brother. She cooked for people. The elderly women come to eat, mashallah, you know, from home, they get depressed. She stand outside. She'll wait for one other woman who always goes there. May take this food for the elderly. Take this food for the elderly. They feel sukoon just feeding people. What does that mean? They get sukoon and rahat when they see other people in rahat.
They get happy and sukoon when they see other people in sukoon and happiness. Allah, Allah. That is the greatest ni'mat in this day and age of spiritual illnesses. Where we can't bear other people being happy, when we can't bear other people being successful, when we can't bear other people being smiling, and these are people who want rahat and aram for other people. Just like we want rahat and aram for the Palestinians, we should have fikr, concern for each other as well. We want rahat and aram for each other as well. We forget our own. Maaf karna, hum apne aap ko to bhul hi jate, apne logon ko bhul jate. We're giving everywhere, but we forget our own. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgot his own as well. Yet he had fikr for the whole of the ummah. Yet his family members, sila rahmi, even family members when disbelievers, non-believers, still he had so much thingy for them as well. He'll make dua for them every day. May Allah ta'ala accept. That's why there is one hadith where Prophet mentions, if one person fulfills one need of someone, one need, he's in need, she's in need, and you go out of your way to fulfill that need, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will fill 72 of our needs on the day of Qiyamah. 72 of our needs on the day of Qiyamah, we will need everything. Brothers, trust me, we'll need everything. We will need everything. So just going that extra mile to help someone, to bring a smile on people's faces, that is month of Ramadan. Ramadan is month of generosity. Not just generosity of the money, generosity of the heart. Generosity of the heart. Ye dil ki sakhawat. In the Quran Kareem, Allah talks about the heart so much. So much. Ala bidhikri la tatma'innul qulub biqalbin saleem. So many, the heart is mentioned. Heart is very, very important. Just like heart for the body is very important. The blood needs to be pumping. You get ill, you get scared by anything could happen. By the spiritual, the ruhani of the heart is also very, very important. Allahu Akbar. So as I was mentioning, that make dua, Allah accepts our Ramadan, accept all our ibadat, inshallah. What is a sign that our Ramadan will be accepted? This is the main question here. As we come to the end of Ramadan, slowly but surely, either Ramadan will end or we will end. Either Ramadan will come to an end or we will end. Who knows when Allah Ta'ala is going to call us? Who knows? Khatre ki ganti kabhi bach jati hai. And that is the time when we need to start focusing on our life. Anyway, one of the signs that our Ramadan is accepted is that at the end of Ramadan, his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases so much. His muhabbat and attachment with Allah becomes so much that at the end of Ramadan, he has nafrat and hatred for guna. And he has so much love for good deeds and amal. That is a sign of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he can't bear even 1 second upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only do that for someone who you love. If you love someone so much, you will make sure you don't say anything that will make him naraz or her naraz or upset. Similarly, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, we will make sure that we don't make Allah ta'ala naraz. And one of the signs of people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they wake up in the night for tahajjud prayer. They wake up in the night for tahajjud prayer. That is a sign of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the need to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the night? What is the need? Who is going to do what? Wake up? Are you going to have a lovely sleep? Who's going to wake up at 2, 3 o'clock in the night? Why would you wake up? Why would you wake up? There will be people who will wake up to text. There will be people who will wake up to text at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning,
at 1 o'clock in the morning? Why are you texting at that time? Who are you texting? Who are you emailing? It could be your beloved. And because it's your beloved, you can wake up at 2 o'clock. You don't need to put the alarm on. You just wake up. That becheni, that restlessness. Anybody? Similarly, there are also people who are ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are also people in the world who are ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't need an alarm. When they go to sleep, they sleep. Before going to sleep, they make the dua. They recite the kalima. They make sure they don't commit any sins and any guna. They make sure they're not watching anything they're not supposed to be watching. But their heart is attached with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they go to sleep. Allahu Akbar. And there's a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, especially regarding those people who wake up for tahajjud, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah says to the angels, I want to see those people. I like to see their faces when they wake up for tahajjud. I like to see their faces. I want to see them. Main dekhna chahta hoon. Jo log tahajjud ke liye uthte hain, main unka chehra dekhna chahta hoon. Wow. Allahu Akbar. That's why Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, praising those people, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَلِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Those people who forsake their beds, جو لوگ اپنے بستر کو چھوڑتے ہیں. The word used here in Arabic, جَافَى. جَافَى کا معنی بے وفائی. Disloyal. Why are they disloyal? They are disloyal to their beds. They don't want to stay asleep in the night. They are disloyal to their beds, but their loyalty to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَلِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They are those people who forsake their beds. What for? To watch TV, to text, to email, to talk to someone, to watch the boxing, to watch the football, to wake up for anything else for the related to the dunya, or guna or sin. Allah mentions, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They wake up, they leave their bedding, to call to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they have the fear that on the day of Qiyamah, they make sure that they are not punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not given azab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, they also wake up because of umid and hope that Allah ta'ala will forgive them. Umid and hope that Allah ta'ala will grant them entry into Jannah. There's a hadith of Tirmidhi and Nasa'i. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, show me those amal and deeds which are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which are so beloved to Allah. Which will grant me entry into Jannah. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned certain amal, and one amal he mentioned, wake up in the night in front of your Lord. Tahajjud mein utkar Allah ke samne jhuko, ye amal Allah ko bahut pasandida hai. Allah ko bahut mahboob hai. Allah loves this amal. There's another hadith of Mishkat, narrated by Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu anha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, everyone, on the day of resurrection, everyone will be gathered. Everyone will be gathered. Sab ko jama kiya jayega. Yom-e Mahshar. Everyone will be gathered. Everyone. Me, you, that means that's me and you as well. Anybody? There's no exception. We are all going to be gathered. You probably think, how can Allah going to gather everyone? From Adam alayhi salam to now. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. It's very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is difficult for Allah. And then an angel will call out, where are those people that in the night they used to forsake their beds? Kahan hai wo log? Farishte pukarenge yom e mahshar ke din. Kahan hai wo log? Where are those people? Ke raat ko uthkar unhone apne bistar ko kurban kar diya. Those who woke up in the night, They sacrificed their sleep and their bedding. And they stood up in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are those people? Prophet mentions few from my ummah. Few will stand up. There's not that many. The few. And the angel will say, Khushkhabriho, glad tidings. For you, no hisab kitab. Aapke liye koi hisab kitab nahi. No reckoning. Just think that day we are all going to be afraid of reckoning. That's why I always make dua to Allah Ta'ala, hisaban yasira, Allah mera hisab bahut asan farma dena. Allah make my hisab and account very easy on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha would ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is easy hisab kitab and what is difficult hisab kitab? Asan hisab kitab kaun hai Ya Rasulullah? Aur mushkil tareen hisab kitab kaun hai? Rasul ne farmaya, asan hisab kitab, hisaban yasira, easy hisab kitab, easy accounts in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our book of deeds will be placed. Allah will flick through the pages. Let's flick through the pages. Let's flick through the pages. Kitab ban, le jao. That is asan kitab. That is easy hisab kitab. If it happens to me and you, subhanallah. May Allah grant us, inshallah. Hamare paas amali kya hai? Kya hai hamare paas? What do we have? We just show off. Even then Allah accept. And then the dreaded question. Okay, what is the difficult hisab kitab? What is the difficult reckoning? Mushkil tareen. Prophet replied by saying that the book of deeds will be open. Allah will be flicking. Then Allah will just say, what's this? Ye kya hai? Bas, just one amal, one amal. What is this? Prophet mentioned, man nuqisha udhiba. Once Allah says this, samjho usko azab diya jayega. May Allah grant us all hisab, easy hisab kitab. So the angels will make the announcement, jo log tahajjud mein utkar Allah ki ibadat karte the, jao koi hisab kitab mein, seedhe jannat mein chal jao. Definitely those wake up for tahajjud, they're going to be performing the 5 daily prayers. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would make sure that if someone wakes up for tahajjud, doesn't pray fajr, he said, you go to sleep. You wake up for fajr. But in this day and age, if someone does 5 daily prayers continuously, regularly, he's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us spiritual health. Sign of a spiritually healthy person is that he loves to worship Allah. He loves to stand in front of Allah. Standing up in front of Allah is not a burden, is not a bodge. When he stands up for namaz, he doesn't want it to end. Person who's very close to Allah, sign of love for Allah, when he stands namaz, he doesn't want it to end. When he starts a recitation of Quran, he doesn't want it to end. When he starts a dhikr, he doesn't want it to end. When he gives in charity, he doesn't want it to end. When he's keeping good relations with his family members, looking after them, nurturing them, tarbiyat them, he doesn't want it to end. He loves it. He gets pleasure out of it. Just like we get pleasure out of eating chocolate and sweet, they get pleasure in the ibadat of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a month where at the end we have so much love for Allah that we get pleasure in our ibadat. And we have hatred for sin and guna. And our whole life is spent in the obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our fasting, tarawih prayer, qiyam, our sadqah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. One important announcement, alhamdulillah, today we have a special speaker. Sheikh Suleiman Mulla of South Africa is a world-renowned scholar, mashallah. Due to his talks, thousands and thousands of people have gained hidayah and guidance. Amazing orator, amazing speaker. Many of our mashayikh even invite him to their madaris for speech and lecture. It's in English. I request everyone to participate, especially our youth. It's a great opportunity to strengthen our iman, and it's a great honor for all of us when ulama come to our masajid, to our community. We should show our hospitality and just sit in the gathering. Just sitting in the gathering of ulama, there's a lot of reward and virtues and sawab. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Asr 5 o'clock. Asr is at 5 o'clock today, brothers. Asr is at 5 o'clock. So after 5 o'clock, inshallah, the bayan will take place.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, just a couple of announcements, inshallah. Firstly, alhamdulillah, as was mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we launched the Project 313, which was in recognition and appreciation of the 313 Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr in the second year of Hijj. Alhamdulillah, many brothers and sisters have actually signed up, alhamdulillah, on the website. Those brothers who haven't, they can still sign up on the website, inshallah, and this is to go towards the essential running costs of the masjid to provide all of the services. To give an example, you know, there's 250 students in the maktab, in the madrasa, 50 students in the alim class, and all the other services that the masjid provides, and all the namazis that are prayed. So this is a very good sadaqa jariyah opportunity. All brothers are, and sisters listening at home are humbly requested to sign up for that. It's just £7 a month, and that will cover all of the bills for the masjid for throughout the year, inshallah ta'ala. Some brothers did request standing order forms. There are standing order forms now on both of the exits, inshallah. So if people wish to do it that way, they can do it that way as well, inshallah. Secondly, obviously, we're in the middle of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, the itikaf forms are available. So those brothers who are intending to do itikaf, inshallah, the itikaf forms are available from the office. Brothers are requested to pick them up and complete them and return them to the office before the 18th or the 19th of Ramadan, inshallah, so we can make the appropriate arrangements. Preference will be given to those who are doing sunnat itikaf, inshallah. And then finally, as Maulana mentioned earlier on, there is the international speaker, mashallah, we're very honoured to have him here today after Salatul Asr. All brothers are humbly requested to attend that event, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جلى نهار رمضان بالصيام وحلى لياليه بالقيام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي بشرهم أن هذا الشهر أوله مغفرة وأوسطه رحمة وآخره عتق من العذاب الغرام صلى الله وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سادوهم بالحسن الطعام وقادوهم إلى دار السلام وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن من وظائف شهر رمضان قيام لياليه بالصلاة والقرآن والتخفيف فيها والتبعيث فيه مسبقا بغير أن يقع فيهما خلل أو نقصان كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض صيام رمضان وسنند لكم قياما فمن صامه وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا خلد من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يقول الصيام أي ربي منعته الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه فيشفعان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من مسل إلا ملك عن يمينه وملك عن يساره فإن أتمها أرجى بها وإن لم يتمها ضرب بها على وجهه وسئل عليه الصلاة والسلام عن قول الله تعالى ورتل القرآن ترتيلا قال بينه تبيينا ولا تنثر الدقل ولا تهده هذا الشهر ولا يكن هم أحدكم آخر السورة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدق حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي ف فمن أحبهم فبحبه أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضه أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله في الهدى من أهان سلطان الله في الهدى أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. دعا کے لیے درخواست ہے. بہت سارے لوگوں نے اپنے مریضوں کی جو بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے دعا کے لیے درخواست کی ہے. تمام کے لیے دعا فرمائے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ جو بھی بیمار ہے ہاسپٹل کے اندر ہے یا گھروں کے اندر ہے اللہ تعالیٰ سب کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ نصیب فرمائے. اور جو محروم ہیں تمام کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کی مغفرت فرمائے. اللہ ان کے درجات بلند فرمائے. جنت الفردوس کے اندر بہترین مقام نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ اس مبارک مہینے کے قدر دانے کے ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اس کی ایک ایک گھڑی کو ہم صحیح سمجھ کر اس کو وقت بےکار ضائع کرنے سے اس کو اللہ کی یاد اندر لگانے کے ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا خاتمہ ایمان کے بل نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ألف لام ميم. والله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفاف عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وهشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة. فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.